Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm getting a fee taken out of my check every month for this, and I have no idea what this is. I need to get it canceled somehow.
Okay. Let me see here. Provide me with your zip code.
That's 72740. It's taking $60 out of my check, and I have no idea what this is for. I don't even know what this is.
Well, what's the code? 72740?
Yeah, it's Huntsville, Arkansas.
And your name?
Eric Reese, R-E-E-C-E. I need to get me taken off of that, because I'm not paying that no more. And
verify
I need this one.
Verify your shipping address for me, please, sir.
It's P.O. Box 601, Huntsville, Arkansas.
Do you have another address, sir?
I do. Give me just a second. Let me pull over for just a second to get my address out of my wallet.
Okay.
Give me just a second here, and I'll have it for you. It is. Madison 5120. Is that it?
Say it one more time for me.
Oh, I'll put it back in my wallet.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. 1361 Madison 5120.
I see Madison, but it's not that address.
Well, anyway, I don't even want this. I don't even know what it is. I don't even know why you're taking money out of my account. But I need it canceled. And I don't know how to cancel it.
Verify your email address for me.
It's edreece38@yahoo.com.
Okay. That's not it either. What's your first name? I know your last.
Eric
or Garrett?
Uh-huh. Eric, E-R-I-C.
Reeves is spelled R-E-E-V-E-S?
No, R-E-E-C-E.
Oh, I might be looking at the wrong account here then. Let me see here.
Yeah, I don't even know what this is, to be honest with you. What is this?
Let me see here. So I'm trying to make sure I pulled the right account. When was the charge that you had?
Today. And and 2 weeks ago, they took $60 out of my check, and I'm not paying that no more. I'll cancel my card if I have to.
I'm just trying to see here. He said today. I'm not seeing a charge for today. And he said the zip code was, let me see here.
72740.
Yeah, I'm not seeing an Eric on that. Do you have another zip code?
72753, maybe?
72753. Let's try that. Mm-mm. Not that one either. Do you have the last four digits of the card that's being charged?
Yeah. It's 9087.
9087.
It actually hasn't went through yet. It's pending right now.
Okay, I found the account now. Eric, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but it needs to be. You need to stop this so it don't take this $59.
I understand, sir. Let me finish pulling up the account, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Verify the address again for me. I know you said something about it. It's not the P.O. Box.
1361 Madison 5120.
You want to have another address at all? And,
it was, shit, Bowen. It was, 501 Buchanan Street or something like that.
Oh, you're halfway there. you got the 501, right? Do you know what city and state is in?
Is it 501 Lee Avenue?
501 what now?
It's in 501 Lee Avenue was the one in Huntsville, and it was, and then
it's
I had one Prairie Grove.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And then I had 501 East Buchanan Street in Prairie Grove, Arkansas.
Do you know one in Berryville, Arkansas?
In Berryville, it's Trimble Street. That's my work.
What's that address on Trimble Street? Or Trimble?
Man, I don't know. And I just took that store over.
Okay. Okay.
That's an auto. It's an auto zone address.
Okay. Verify that email
that's
again for me.
It's E as in Eric, D as in dog, R-E-C-E, 38 at yahoo.com.
Thank you. The address we have here is 501 West Trimble Avenue. That sound familiar?
Yeah, that's my work.
Okay. Yeah, I do see here
that's
this
awesome.
Is for... Okay. I do see here this is for our contest entry.
For what?
Yeah, for the contest. Entering for a chance to win iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, blender, Instapot, any of those.
I don't need that. It must have just took it off my phone or something. I don't know, because I don't need none of that stuff. I want to be removed from that, please.
Sure. Even though I could do like a $20 discount, it does provide you with healthy recipes also, if that would interest you at all.
No. I just want to cancel. I can't
sure,
afford
I'll
it. I got six kids, man. I can't afford $60 coming out of my check.
I totally understand. Well, I'll cancel the account for you. Stops all future transactions effective immediately.
Now, will it take the 59 that's pending right now, or will you cancel it?
It's already been, let me see here what I can do for you. I can do a $55 refund of that charge.
A $55 refund?
Yes, sir.
That would be awesome. Please do that.
Get
yeah, I don't know.
Email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, man. I really appreciate it if you cancel that. I really do.
No problem, sir. Would there be anything else I can try to help you with?
No, I don't even know how I got involved in that. Because I don't sign up for things like that. I think my phone just automatically did it, maybe. Or I was looking at it and left it open or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't know. I mean, you have to put this information on the site there. But it's canceled.
Right, so I'm going to get $55 of that back, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. And then they're not going to take it out every 2 weeks, right?
I didn't quite hear that.
They're not going to take any more money out of my account, correct?
Oh, no, sir.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.